Two cosmic legal paths crossed last week, seemingly unrelated yet remarkably intertwined. The Fox Television Network canceled a show called Girls Club, and I taught my first-year law students the wonders of legal citation. Girls Club, for the uninitiated, was a program billed rather hopefully as a more realistic Ally McBeal. Female lawyers, young and hip, learn the ways of law and life together. A preview I saw, as I recall, included this provocative exchange between young female associate and senior male partner, paraphrasing a bit. He, "What are you doing here so unprepared for a murder trial?" She, "I did prepare." Wait, there's more. Legal writing professors, and I'm one of them, nodded knowingly and so trued with pleasure at the show's short-scened exchange between young associate and senior partner. "Write shorter memos and briefs," partner instructed associate, handing her a copy of Strunk and White, or so professors on my listserv reported. "Yes, yes, that's what we've been telling our students all term. See, even Hollywood agrees that legalese is dead, that you budding lawyers must write concisely. We simply could not wait until episode 3, but it was not to be." And now to the classroom and the second cosmic legal happening last week. My students learned all about legal citation. As background, when we lawyers write about a case, we must explain to the judge or opposing attorney where to find it. We do it in a code as exact as dots and dashes. The citation starts with the case name, abbreviated as the rules allow. Then comes the volume number of the law book, the name of the law book, abbreviated, the page number where the case begins. That's all followed by a parenthetical containing the name of the court, again appropriately abbreviated, and the year the court decided the case. Spacing is key, and remember, no space between two capital letters, please. If you find yourself dozing off right about now, you'll understand the cosmic connection between the cancellation of Girls Club and legal citation. There are parts about the practice of law, many parts really, that don't make for good television. Stuff about concise writing, for one, legal research, legal citation. This is not to say, of course, that law is not one of the greatest, most interesting, most challenging professional pursuits, or that it's not exhilarating when your extensive research in the law library turns up the perfect case, or that there's no great sense of accomplishment when you put together a really great brief. Because the practice of law is interesting, challenging, exhilarating, fulfilling, and rewarding. It's just that no one really wants to watch you do it. And that's why in the same week, people slept at home, apparently, as Girls Club aired on the Fox network, and why, very likely, hidden behind a laptop, some student in my class slept as I explained the power of spacing. In pre-premiere interviews, one producer boasted that the lawyers on Girls Club are not fanciful, but real. Given that, we should have known it wouldn't be around for long. I'm Amy Guida.